This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well then, today, part four of a message we began on Monday from Ephesians, the fourth chapter, about unity. Unity is a gift to the Spirit. All a church does is maintain it or lose it. Let's continue with part four. Humility is something you seek, but you never claim it. You see, the moment you and I get up and say, I'm a humble man, we just lost it. The minute a woman says, well, I'm just a humble woman, that's all I am, she lost it as soon as she said it. Humble people don't brag about humility. Humble people don't claim the humility. They just seek it. The second one, let's bring up that, be gentle. That's the word that is also used. It's called meekness in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek. Meekness means power under control. It doesn't mean weakness. Meekness or gentleness doesn't mean you let people walk all over you. It doesn't mean that you're just a doormat for other people. That's not what it means. It's power with restraint. And I use a humorous illustration. Some of you can relate to it. I don't know how many of you have not one dog, but two dogs. You ever known families that have the big Labrador-type dog, and then they have a little Chihuahua, and the Chihuahua is always snapping and yelling and screaming and raising heck with a bigger dog, and the big dog just lays there and takes it. And several people told me that's exactly what they have at home. You know what that's called? Power under restraint, where that larger dog in one swipe could kill that little dog, but doesn't. That's meekness. That's gentleness. And it's interesting. That's the second quality that Paul makes in Ephesians, that if you're going to be a unified church, you've got to have people that are humble and gentle. Gentle means that you're not demanding your own way. That's what meekness means. It's not my way or the highway. That's the opposite of meekness. And some of you may have to live with a person who's not too meek, who does demand his way, or she does demand her way. And you know the pain that that causes when you have to walk on eggshells because that person always insists that it's got to be done their way or not at all. And I just want to share, if that's your spirit and your attitude, don't brag about it. Don't brag about it, because it's nothing to brag about to the Lord. God said, I'm looking for men and women who are humble, gentle, and then the third one, they're patient. Patience usually has a name attached to it. You know, most of the impatience in your life has a name attached to it. It's your wife, it's your husband, it's one of your children, it's a parent, it's a brother-in-law, and we become impatient with people. And what's powerful about patience is this. Being patient means you realize that some people need time to grow in the Lord, and some people need time to mature and blossom. And not everybody is at the same rate of growth spiritually that you are. Let's talk about the fourth one, be loving. To forbear with one another in love. Love will enable you to do agape love. That's a Greek word for love. It's a love that doesn't expect to be loved in return. That love will enable you, get this, to express things that you've never been able to express. When I hear a man say, hey, it's not my nature to express my love, it's just not my personality, so my wife shouldn't expect me to do that, or a wife says that, listen, the Holy Spirit of God will enable you to express love, even though you've never done it before. Why? That's what He does. The Holy Spirit will enable you to manifest love and demonstrate it. Why? Because that's what the Spirit of God does. It's not all about you, it's about Him, the Spirit of God, working in your life so that you are humble, and you are gentle or meek, and you are patient, and you are loving, forbearing in love. Well, this message on unity from Ephesians 4, 1 through 6 will conclude tomorrow on CrossHope. Our website again, crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and listen tomorrow.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.